Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got Stuart Rosenthal. We all know him as Mr. Beacon. Yes, he has published the Beacon newspaper for over 25 years in the Metroplex, over 1,500 locations they distributed at, or two rather. And you can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Tell us what you've got for us today.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
I thought we'd talk about some health stories.
Good.
One that I thought makes me feel better about things, so I thought I'd share it with other people too, that they're finding, and you're not, this won't be a surprise to people, but they're finding that exercise, keeping your body in shape, and especially keeping your cardiac system in shape, you know, having the ability to do hard exercise and breathe well aerobically and get lots of oxygen going in your body, correlates very strongly to brain health.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it goes so far as to say that not only can it delay various things or prevent them, but it actually cuts years off your aging.
I see.
For example, they say that it stimulates the growth of new blood vessels in the brain and the growth and survival of brain cells. And then they find that those brain areas that are responsible for thinking and memory are larger in people who exercise than in those who don't. And they quantified, I don't know how they came up with this, but they said from the lowest to the highest level of oxygen VO2 capacity in a person translates to 7 years difference, even though they're the same age.
Hmm.
The ones who have the highest oxygen capacity are as if they were 7 years younger in terms of thinking and memory than those who were not. So that's a pretty evident set of evidence for me.
That's excellent. That's very encouraging. As I exercise and I'm trying to exercise more consistently, I think that's very encouraging to hear.
Yeah. So they say 2.5 hours of moderate intensity aerobic exercise a week is what it takes, or 1.25, about half as much of really vigorous, intense activity like jogging.
Mm. So jogging, I don't think of as an intensive exercise.
Right. We're not talking running the mile in 4 minutes. We're talking just about jogging on a treadmill, right?
So I think of, frankly, my experience, like in going to a gym and then doing some what I call some cardio workout on my own, and I'll run 3 miles roughly, and then I stop at a park near where I live, and I will do 100 push-ups.
That's
and I'll
great.
Do maybe right. 15 or 20 pull-ups. Now I don't do it all at the same time because it's
too
much.
I was going to say that's pretty impressive.
But I'll do like 15 or 20, and then I move to something else and change up to like a leg exercise, and then I'll do a pull-up, and then I'll move to something else. So I'm actually intensively working in my body.
That's great. That is fantastic.
And I definitely feel that health, and right. I feel that oxygen flowing to my brain.
Do you feel your memory getting better? I don't know about that.
So what else do we have?
Another article is on teeth and gums, which, we all know we're supposed to brush and floss and all that kind of thing. But what was interesting to me about this article is that it says it's not just your teeth and your gums, which are important enough to your overall health, but your cardiovascular disease and cancer can also be detected from the condition of your mouth. And often the infections that have come in the gums, like periodontitis, can lead to heart trouble. So there is a very strong reason that people should not just look upon their teeth as being in their mouth. It really is a very important part of their body's overall health.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because until maybe 3 or 4 months ago, when I heard that a greater incidence of disease in the mouth leads to a greater disease of the heart and other parts of the body, because we tend to think of if our lungs are healthy, if our heart is healthy. But it starts with what we put into our mouth and how we keep that. Because if you're getting stuff growing in your mouth and you're swallowing that into your stomach, ingesting it, we assume that our body's just going to kill it. But you're introducing problems.
And your mouth is full of bacteria, and it's not all bad bacteria. I mean, bacteria is what helps dissolve and help us digest our food.
Right.
But the problem is if it gets into the wrong places, or it starts going under the gum into where the bottoms of the teeth are, it can actually eat away the bone and cause you to lose your teeth. And that's not so good.
Right. Agreed. Wow. Read all about it in the Beacon newspaper. You can pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations or read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm so thrilled to have an unusual guest. This is someone who does something that I think we all could benefit from as we move from full-time work into retirement living. Her name is Dee Cascio, and I think I've said that right, but I'll let her correct me if I haven't. She's a certified life and retirement or re-career coach, not a financial advisor. And I want to make that distinction, because her job is not to tell you how to make the money to retire. Her job is to help you actually go through the transition of making the retirement that we all dream of. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
It's my pleasure. There are those listening right now who are only with us for about a minute. I'm going to mention your website up front. It's retirementlifestylestrategies.com. Nice. Mm-hmm. RetirementLifestyleStrategies.com if you want to review. D, if you can't stay with me and you're on your way into Mass, as I know a lot of you are. Anyway, and D, tell me, what does a retirement coach do?
A retirement coach, Eric, helps people make the transition from full-time work to what they want to do in this next chapter of their life. It's really too bad we can't retire the word retire, but that's what everyone calls it, so that's what we use. But I help people begin to create a vision for what they want. So we're working on short-term goals and long-term goals, and it's really it's a partnership between the coach and the client. So I partner with my clients. I'm really they're guiding the process from the standpoint that I'm supporting them reaching the goals that they have for themselves.
What are the benefits? What would you say the true benefits of what you do are?
Well, I think the benefits are, just a little bit of background on this, so much of the emphasis on retirement has to do with having enough money. And there's so much focus on that, sometimes I think it becomes a smokescreen for the underlying, what I call worry and anxiety about the transition, because they're really more concerned. Certainly money is an important part of a healthy retirement plan. I like the you know, a good financial plan and a good lifestyle retirement plan makes for a successful retirement. So you really need both a good financial plan and a lifestyle plan. And so it really reduces the anxiety and worry about the future when people can begin to formulate in their mind what they want their retirement to look like. What do they want to do in their retirement, what's going to give them purpose and a reason to get up in the morning. And so often at work, you know, everything is structured, whether you're in business for yourself or you're working for someone else, you know what your role is there. But mm-hmm. when you're no longer in that environment, you have to define your own role. And that's where people kind of begin feeling at loose ends.
Makes sense.
So I help them to create that some kind of loose structure so that they don't feel like they're
now just sort of lost without any kind of guardrails in their life, right?
And we talk about attitude and the kinds of the relationships that are going to be affected by their retirement. We talk about a lot of different things.
Give me an example of a success story.
I was working, this is a past success story, but I think it's a good one. I was working with a woman who had been, was going to retire within the year, but because of restructuring, she was forced into retirement, basically laid off, but they gave her retirement pay. And she was really caught off guard by the whole thing, which many people are when they're laid off that way. And being an extrovert, she really loves being around people. So she had some serious health problems. And what I really supported her on was working on that first so she could have the health that she needed to do the other things that she wanted to do in her retirement. And so she's probably the healthiest she's been in probably 30 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And financially, she didn't need to work. So that's a good thing, although right now she's considering that possibility. However, they have a mountain home, and she enjoys that. They're very involved in their support network there. She belongs to a book club. She exercises. She spends time with friends and family. So she's got a really – she also volunteers. So she's really got a nice – comprehensive plan for herself that works for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a chronic illness that she'll always have to monitor.
It's great that you could come up with a plan of how to live your life and give her that advice. Tell us about your complimentary coaching session. We've just got a minute left.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have some people use it, but very few. Usually when people find me on my website or hear about my services, they're kind of ready. But I do offer a 30-minute consultation to make sure that I can provide the services that they need, because sometimes people do think I work on the financial aspect of retirement, but that's not my specialty. It's it's really creating the kind of life that you want to live in your retirement so you can live a legacy that you want to leave.
I am so glad you could join us today. Her name is Dee Cascio, and she's a certified in life retirement coach. You can find her at retirementlifestylestrategies.com. Thanks again, Dee.
Thank you, Eric.
We'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of The Eric Stewart Show.